You know, isn't that really the case for all Christians, that we need to be fully dependent upon God and have a peace that in the midst of the storm and in the midst of uncertainty, we know that we are rock solid in the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
The word picture of Jesus sleeping in the boat while the disciples are losing their heads and mm-hmm. the boat is sinking,
mm-hmm.
we are to be sleeping, we are to be resting and at peace like Jesus was there.
Mm-hmm.
So uncertainty should drive us to our knees, and uncertainty should drive us to the sovereignty and the love of God. One of the reasons that I am so strong in the sovereignty of God is because when everything is under his control, and I know that he loves us more than life itself, quite literally, then I can trust him that regardless of the uncertainty and the swirl in my life, he is working everything out for good and for my best. When it comes to the church and to ministry, God is more interested in who you are than in what you can do. And so being able to be the type of person that God wants you to be in order to fulfill the mission that he has called you to is absolutely important. He will not call you until you are the person that he wants you to be. It's like a block of granite. Sometimes he's going to chip away large chunks, but other times he's going to take a grinder and just slowly grind.
Mm-hmm.
And it might take years before you are in a position where he says, okay, now I can use you mightily.
Yeah, what if I don't want to wait years?
You know, if that's what you want, then God may end up passing you over,
mm-hmm.
which is really sad.
It is sad, but it's also, we live in the world where we want to plan what we want to do and make it happen and go after it, and maybe that's not in sync with God's timing, and yet we still want to go do what we want to do.
Oftentimes when God calls us and gifts us to a particular ministry, we think that we're really immediately ready, and
mm-hmm.
we think that something is going to happen in the next few weeks to get us going on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look throughout Scripture at Joseph, Moses, Paul, Jesus, and others, God called David, you know, God called them, and they knew what their call was.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Joseph's that's not the case, but for the most part, they knew what their call was, but their fulfillment in ministry was 10, 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the minor prophets, if you actually look at their lives, most of the minor prophets didn't really reach the climax of their ministry until very late in life,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is a huge encouragement to those who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even 80s. God still can use you mightily, even though you might think that most of your life is behind you. I think he's actually bringing that to a culmination where he can use you in a fabulous, fantastic way in your 60s or 70s or 80s.
Mm-hmm.